Welcome, Team Market America, to Lose the Scripts, Make the Calls. My name is Jim Winkler. I'm Vice President of Sales for Market America, and I am an unfranchised owner just like you are and have been since 1997. You know, a lot of times we run into problems when we're trying to prospect or we're trying to recruit, we're trying to memorize things, and we really struggle with what it takes to get this business up and going. And I have a firm belief, everything starts with making a phone call. Everything starts with talking to somebody, whether that's going to be selling a product, whether that's going to be introducing the business, whether that's introducing the shopping annuity, whatever it may be, it all does come down to making a phone call or making that first communication. So with that being said, I know there's a lot of different ways we can approach somebody about the business. And I'm going to talk more from a business end on this short presentation we're talking about. You know, there's different things we can do. We could say something like, hey, you'd be great at what I do. And you could have somebody then take a look at learning about what you're doing. You can say, if I could show you a way to earn extra income, would you be interested in learning? Have you ever thought of working for yourself is another one. Are you someone who keeps your financial options open? These are all great ways to be able to approach people. But what I want to talk to you about is something that's proven, something we've used over and over and over again. In fact, it's one of the things we do on the Moving Up seminars we do for the company. We teach this method and then we implement it right away. We go into action. We do what we call call workshops. And we actually do about 3 hours of calls during a Moving Up seminar to show what'll happen. And when you check the screen and you look at some of the things I'm showing you right now, you'll see some numbers up there. Those numbers are how many calls were made, how many appointments were made, how many people said, what is it? And how many people said, no, I'm not interested in learning after making the call. So when you look, you're seeing things like 532 appointments booked, 48 people said, what is it? 22 people said no. Now, if that were a random one class, you'd say, hey, that's great numbers, but that's one class. Now, if you keep looking, you'll continue to see things like 410 appointments booked, 40 people said, what is it? 36 said no. You know, I know one of the things that always scares us is, well, what if people say, what is it? Well, what if I could show you a way that if you do it correctly, most people won't even ask. In fact, this really boggles the mind of people when we teach this class because they're so scared to make the call because they're scared of what to say. And what they really learn is if you say it correctly up front, you don't run into a lot of problems. Here's another one, 258 appointments booked. 18 people asked, what is it? 7 people said no. So if you've been following what I'm talking about, your percentages are really good. It's typically 10% or less say, what is it? And about 8% or less say no to booking an appointment with you. And really what we're talking about is, again, that first step, it starts with booking an appointment. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the key points on this. And I'm just going to walk you through 5 key points to do with this, and then a way to sort of close it up afterwards too, to make sure we keep that appointment. So the first step when we're talking to somebody, when you call them, say, I only have a second. The reason I'm calling is, I'm going to repeat that. I only have a second. The reason I'm calling is. Now, you might feel more comfortable saying, hey, I only have a minute or I only have a couple seconds. That's fine as well. Here's the mentality we're trying to get across with this. Most people call and what they do is they say, hey, Bob, do you have a minute? And like all of you know, what happens when someone says, do you have a minute? It means, do you have 5 or do you have 10 minutes? And we're all like, no, I'm pretty busy, or we don't want to take the call, whatever it may be. If you say, I only have a second, the reason I'm calling is, what you're letting them know is that you're not going to take a lot of time. Or if you say, I only have a couple seconds, you're letting them know it's not going to take a lot of time. Very, very important. So again, we start the call. Now again, if you're calling somebody who you haven't talked to in 5 years, don't call them up and say, hey, I only have a second. The reason I'm calling is, you got to have a little dialogue and you have to talk a little bit. This is for somebody that you talk to on a regular basis or you've seen on a regular basis. You know, you might have a little bit of chit chat. I might say, hey, Matt, how have you been? He says, hey, I've been doing well. And then I may come in and say, hey, I only have a second. The reason I'm calling is. Okay, just to give you a couple variations on that, because I know sometimes people get a little worried about who do I do with this with, how do I do it? It'd be weird if I did it. Be yourself. One of the most important things in making phone calls is to be yourself. And so if I call Matt up, you know, and Matt and I haven't talked maybe in a month or two, I might even, you know, start off with, hey, Matt, how you been? I know work's been crazy for you. He's going to answer a thing or two. And I might say, you know what? I only have a second or two. Reason I'm calling is. So I'm getting into the reason I'm calling. Now, from there, what am I going to say? What's my reason for calling? Typically, I'm going to say something like, Matt, reason I'm calling, I don't know if you know or not, I started a business a number of years ago. If you're new, it might be, hey, Matt, I don't know if you know or not, I recently started a business on the side of what I'm doing in my full-time occupation. Whatever it may be, I'm letting them know then the reason I'm calling is, and I typically go into because I start, if say I hadn't talked to Matt in 5 years, I might say to Matt, you know, after we chit-chat a little bit, again, got to have a personality with this. Matt, I only have a few seconds. You know, the reason I called is I don't even know if you know, I started a business a number of years ago, and I've actually been thinking about you and wanting to call you about it, but never seemed to be the right time. So I'd love to talk to you for a little bit right here. Boom. I've clicked into it. I'm moving on. That's all we're doing. My next step, so point two. Point two is I'm going to edify. So why am I calling Matt? So again, let's say that I'm a newer person in the business, talking to someone who doesn't know I've started my business. I'm going to say, hey, Matt, I only have a second. The reason I'm calling is, I don't know if you're aware, I started a new business. The reason I'm calling you is I've always admired your work ethic, or you might say I've always, you know, you're a great people person, you know everybody. What, when you edify, what you're looking for is, what do you like about them? And the reason we're looking for that is, if you can't edify somebody, you shouldn't be calling them, to tell you the truth. So we're looking for, what do we like about them? I'm going to edify that point right away, and that's going to take me to step three. So let's go through one and two again. Hey, Matt, I only have a second, or I only have a couple seconds. The reason I'm calling is, I started a new business. I'm not sure if you are aware of that. The reason I'm calling you, you are one of the most well-connected, hardworking people I know. Boom. Okay, so there, through step two. Step three, I want to get together for coffee. Now, I had somebody say to me once, well, I don't drink coffee. Okay, team, we got to think on our feet a little bit. If you don't drink coffee, maybe it's you're going to get together for a soda. Maybe it's you're getting together for a quick breakfast. Maybe it's just you're getting together. Whatever it is, I just use the term coffee to keep it real simple. I want to get together for coffee. And now this could be with or without a business partner. So again, if I'm saying to Matt, I'd love to get together with you, Matt, for coffee, and I'm going to go to step four, and I'll come back in a second. You may or may not be interested. This is the most important point of this whole call I'm making. You may or may not be interested. Either way is fine with me. Now, if I'm doing this on my own, I'm going to go through the four steps. Hey, Matt, it's Jim. I only have a couple seconds. The reason I'm calling is, I don't know if you're aware, I started my own business a little while ago, and I would love to talk to you about it. The reason I'm calling you is, you're so well connected, you're hardworking, and I know you've mentioned to me you've always been looking for more. I want to get together for coffee. You may or may not be interested in what I'm going to share with you. Either way is fine with me. So I've gone through the four points. That's for me showing it. Now, I'm going to take you through the four points. If I'm new and I've got somebody who might be coming with me to help me, another way to do it is, hey, Matt, it's Jim. Only have a couple seconds. Reason I'm calling is, I started a business recently. I'm not sure if you're aware. I'm calling you because you're so well connected. You're always hardworking, and you told me you're looking for more. I want to get together for coffee. What I'd like to do is, I'd actually bring one of my new business partners. Great guy. You will love him. Really good at explaining this better than me. I'm actually learning while we're doing it. You may or may not be interested in what we're going to talk about. Either way is fine with me. So I have to be, if I'm bringing somebody, I have to break that ice a little bit more, because one of the things I know is people get scared. If you're bringing in a second person, they're like, is this person going to hammer me? Are they going to, you know, try to get me to spend money or do something? So you have to reassure them that it's going to be information. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. They'll like meeting the person. Okay. So let's go to step five. And step five is real simple. After I've done the first four, it's, Matt, could you help me out? Could we do that? So again, let's go through all of it. Let's start right from the beginning. Hey, Matt, it's Jim. How you been? Great. Hey, I only have a few seconds. The reason I'm calling is, I don't know if you're aware, because I just started a brand new business. I'm calling you. The reason I'm calling you is, you know, you're one of those people, you're an entrepreneur. You've always been looking for more. I know you've tried different things. I want to get together for some coffee with you. I'd like to share with you what I'm doing. You may or may not be interested. Either way is fine with me. Matt, could you do me a favor? Could you help me out with this? Love to get together with you. Boom. 5 points going through each one of them. Hopefully each one made sense. People like to help you out. Let's go backwards now. Step five, people like to help you out. That's why you ask for help. Step four, may or may not be interested. Either way is fine with me. We're taking the pressure off at that point. That's why we did step four that way. Step three, I want to get together for coffee. I try to do something that's duplicatable. I try to get together with somebody. Now, people have said to me, what if I have somebody at a distance, Jim? Well, if you have somebody at a distance, we're doing the exact same thing we're doing here, but we might be booking them into a webinar that we're going to share with them, or we might book them into a video that we're going to share and use like a join.me or a GoToMeeting, some kind of screen sharing that you can do as well. Step two, why do I edify them? Because people feel good when they're edified, and I'm edifying them because that's the real reason I'm calling. I'm calling because I see something in them that this could be good for them. Step one, I only have a couple seconds, or I only have a second, excuse me, is because I want them to know I'm not going to take a lot of their time, and I won't take a lot of their time. This is the way I'm going through it. Couple other key points. I'm not going to ask for 15 minutes. I'm typically asking for about 45 minutes to an hour. I want to sit down with them and I want to spend some time talking and sharing what we're doing. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, could we get together for about 15 minutes? And honestly, I don't know what you can do in 15 minutes. I've always felt you need a minimum of a half hour. Typically, you're better off if you have an hour scheduled, because I know when you sit down, you tend to chit chat a lot. I know I do. We tend to talk about, because really, when you're recruiting or prospecting, the most important thing you're doing is creating a relationship. All I'm showing you right now is how to get to the relationship, how to get to the point of making the call, which starts everything we do. Let's work backward. I want to have a new unfranchised owner in my business. Great. How do you do that? Well, I've got to meet with them and show them the plan, or I've got to explain how our business works, share the shop opportunity. How do you do that? Well, I got to meet with them. Okay, how do you do that? Well, I'm going to have to call them or do it in person. A lot of people like to do it by phone. Great, let's do the call, make the call, do it there. So where does everything start in the business? Starts with the phone call. So with that being said, one of the things that happens, and this is, we learned this through teaching this, is we had some people do great on booking the appointments. But what they were doing is the minute somebody said, okay, I'll meet with you, they're like, okay, great, and hanging up. It was like, they wanted to get off the phone before somebody said no back to them or asked them a question. And honestly, I understand that. I understand the fear of it, and you don't want to overtalk. But we do need to ensure that we have a solid appointment booked. Because I will tell you this too. If someone says maybe, or if someone says I'll try to make it, maybe or I'll try is a no. Okay, I just want to be real clear. 19 years of doing this, I bet I haven't had two maybe show up during that period of time. So if unless I get a yes, a maybe or a no is not going to show up. So let's, how do we ensure a solid appointment? So at the end of what I just did, I say to Matt, did you see anything in your schedule between now and then that could prevent you from keeping our appointment? So what am I doing? I am making sure that Matt knows this is important to me. Okay, I know we're both very busy, and I just want to make sure this is a solid appointment. So I'm going to repeat it. Matt's just said yes, he'll help me out, we'll get together. Great, Matt, how about we do it, you know, 7 o'clock, maybe Wednesday night or Thursday night. He says Wednesday will work. I say, great. We pick the place we're going to do it. We'll do it at that Starbucks right around the corner from where you live. Perfect. So now here's where I finish. I said, Matt, you got anything in your schedule between now and then that would prevent you from keeping our appointment? We're both busy, and I just want to make sure it's a solid appointment. What I'm doing right now is I'm letting Matt know that this is important to me, and he's going to say, you know what, Jim, everything looks great. If anything comes up, worst case scenario, I'll give you a call. I'm like, perfect. Otherwise, I'm going to look forward to seeing you there, Matt, at 7 o'clock at the Starbucks. Can't wait to see you. And that's how you lock down a solid appointment. If you don't do this at the end, your percentage of people who won't show up will be much higher. So what I want to do is I want to do this at the end, and I want to increase my percentage of people who are going to be there instead of having people not show up, because that's a waste of time for all of us. So we lock it down with this. We have them there. One of the things I also know we run into is people say, well, you know, what if somebody does say, what is it, Jim? You know, during the call. I said, great. If someone says, what is it? And as you saw by the percentages I showed you, it's a very small amount if you do what I just did in those five steps. But if they do, let's give them a simple answer. Teach people how to get paid on the money that they're already spending. That makes a lot of sense with our shopping annuity concept, doesn't it? We teach people how to get paid on the money that they're already spending. Now, another one that I've used a lot for a long time is we're a product brokerage company and internet marketing company called shop.com. Have you ever heard of us? And people will say, well, do you want to use the name? Is it okay to use it? I love using the name. Shop.com's power, guys. It's a great thing to be able to use, and I'll ask them that. So we're a product brokerage internet marketing company called shop.com. Have you ever heard of us? I keep my answer short on what is it, keep it a little bit intriguing. The goal is to get them to talk a little bit, but here's the real goal, just to move forward and book our appointment. If they start asking a lot of questions on the phone, and this can happen as well, a lot of questions start getting asked, what you do right away is after, I always recommend you answer one or two of the questions. I'm going to tell you why. Have you ever called somebody and you say, well, can you tell me a little bit about it? They're like, no, I can't tell you anything unless we get together. That falls into the weird zone. I don't want us in the weird zone. So I'll answer a question or two, and then you know what I'm going to say? Matt, you know what? This is why I called you. This is more of a visual presentation, much easier to explain when we're together. So let's get together over the coffee like we talked about, and let's go through this. Okay, another point for you. What if somebody says, what if I give them a couple days? What if I say, how about Wednesday or Thursday? And they say, you know what, Jim, neither day is going to work for me. My answer back to them, I don't try to pick another day. My answer back is I'd say, hey, Matt, and this is an important point. When is the soonest that would work for you? When is the soonest that would work for you? And let him then try to get, he may give me something sooner than I was planning on. Another thing, if somebody says, well, how's your calendar? I bring it back to them. I said, you know, let's look at yours. Mine's packed, but Matt, I'll move anything on my calendar because I really do want to get together with you. Now, if you're new, I know some of you say, well, but Jim, my calendar's not packed. You can't tell that to somebody, because if you tell somebody you have no appointments, what you're saying is, I'm not doing much in the business yet. So I always go back to him and I say, Matt, what would work for you? I'm going to move something around if I need to, because it's real important we get together. So, you know, with all that being said, lose the scripts, hit the key points, make the calls, build your business. Hope this has been helpful. It's been great sharing it with everybody, and I look forward to seeing all of you soon at one of our major events.